Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at vendor risk management, right? So sometimes the question is, well, wait a minute, I own this, but I'm compliant across this. So what do I do for this other component? What do I do for this thing that I don't own, right? What do I do for this area of my network that is third party managed, that is outsourced, that is software as a service, that's a cloud app, etc., etc.? And of course, the answer is you have to have the same type of controls across areas. Now, the way you oftentimes do that is by directly implementing and assessing controls in your area and then doing vendor risk management in their area. The tip to you is there's some interesting caveats about how to do that, and there's some very strong reasons why you should, even though we oftentimes think, man, isn't that just a spreadsheet exercise? So, let me start off by saying, it is a spreadsheet exercise. Don't make me rap poetic about Excel. You guys have heard enough about Excel. The fact is that you are sending off a questionnaire to that customer, and you are reliant upon them to answer that questionnaire. Now, oftentimes, especially if they're small, they may not know the answers. They may not know what's going on. They may not know the compliance standard that you're asking them to meet. Oftentimes, if it's very important to the organization, you may have extreme pressure to accept that they didn't give you the spreadsheet back, to accept that they didn't have the right controls, to accept, you know, an insufficient answer to the risk management, right? You're like, wait, this vendor's bad. Now, two things about that. One is, I think even if it's, you know, considered just a spreadsheet exercise, it's still worthwhile. First, because there's a lot of things on my screen today. Because how's that any different than anything else, right? Well, wait, but Wolf, I'm filling the spreadsheet out for my own stuff, which is different because it's my own stuff. Well, friendly reminder, ownership is not a control. The security controls are a control. The ownership of the particular device is not. So that's important. B, how's it any different? You are reliant upon your internal experts to tell you the right information. Now, there are perhaps stronger cultural ties, stronger influence, right? There's a whole bunch of different things. Maybe trust your people more. There's cognitive biases in play, such as the IKEA effect, the halo effect, and the known factor. The sunk cost bias, all sorts of things that make you think, well, my people are good and my stuff is good, and the way that they filled out the spreadsheet, the way those other people filled it out, no. So, put all that aside, there is still value in asking those questions, and it's still the same level of attestation, really, if your people tell you or someone else tells you, as long as it's actually being performed, obviously. Secondly, this helps everybody. So oftentimes these days, I get asked from the customer side, look, my customers are now asking me, hey, I've got to do this security stuff. Can you help us improve our security posture? My customers are now saying, we're not going to do business with you unless you meet the standard. Can you help me? You know, down the list, vendor risk management, the first couple times, the first people ask that company, it's painful for them. I know. I get it. You asked, they didn't have it, there was a spreadsheet, it wasn't filled out, you had to have lots of calls, you get internal pressure. But think of it this way, you're doing the world a good thing, because the next person who asks is going to have a slightly easier job. And the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, and the 50th are going to demonstrate to that organization that yes, security is important and they need to be making a concerted effort to make a standard. And when you see organizations adopt security standards and raise their level, it's not because they're like, oh, you know, security sounds like a good thing. It's because it's protecting their business or it's they're growing their business. And vendor risk management from our side, asking the software vendor is a great way to ensure that the software vendor ecosystem steps up and adopts stronger, more stringent security practices. That's it for me. What do you think? Am I out in the field? What's worked with vendor risk management? What hasn't? Hit me up on social media or comments. Have a good one.